Britain and America sign deal on post-Brexit trade, plan huge free trade agreement. By Jack Montgomery on February 15, 2019. The United Kingdom and the United States have signed a mutual recognition agreement to ensure a British-American trade continues seamlessly after Brexit, undercutting EU loyalists who claimed it would be damaged. The United Kingdom trades with the United States, its largest single trade partner and number one source of inward investment, largely on World Trade Organization, WTO, terms, a so-called no-deal situation, as the European Union has failed to strike a bilateral agreement. This WTO-based relationship is supplemented by a number of mini-agreements on things like regulatory standards, however, which Remainers had hitherto used to claim Brexit would deal a blow to British-American commerce. However, the signing of a mutual recognition agreement on conformity assessment, MRA in Washington, D.C., by the British ambassador to the United States, Sir Kim Derrick, and Deputy United States Trade Representative C.J. Mahoney on February 14 ensures this will not be the case. The UK and the US are the strongest of trading partners, and this agreement will allow British and American businesses to keep trading as freely as they do today, without additional bureaucracy, noted Dr. Liam Fox, Britain's Brexit supporting Secretary of State for International Trade. Our top priority is ensuring continuity for businesses as we leave the European Union, and we are signing other agreements in the days and weeks ahead. We look forward to sitting down at the negotiating table with the Americans after we leave the European Union to strike an ambitious new free trade agreement, he added. We are determined that US-UK trade will continue to flourish, added Woody Johnson, US ambassador to the Court of St. James's, having previously penned a Valentine's Day poem to the United Kingdom reading, "Roses are red, but they soon fade away. For romance that lasts, sign a new FTA." While former US President Barack Obama and his would-be successor both suggested Britain would be sent to the back of the queue for a trade deal if it left the European Union, allegedly at the behest of former Prime Minister David Cameron, current U.S. President Donald Trump is keen to put the mother country at the front of the line and strike a powerful new deal as soon as possible. The future partnership with the EU, which the Remainer-dominated British political establishment appears to be pursuing, may make this impossible. However, as it would see the EU retain effective control over British trade policy through the imposition of various onerous obligations with respect to customs and maintaining a level playing field economically. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook. Breitbart London.